Babe, it's getting cold. Babe? He's not here. Where did he go? Babe? Hey, there you are. What are you doing at this hour? I told you I wanted to cuddle with you. The bed is cold, you know? You couldn't sleep? That's why you decided to get up and play? Aw, you should have woken me up. Of course, I wouldn't mind playing. You know I love spending time with you. So, what are you playing? Hey, don't tell me you worked on the house that we were building in Minecraft. Dummy, I told you we'd play it together. It's our dream house, remember? You weren't? Promise? Okay. So, oh, by the way, you didn't sneak behind my back and checked my present for you, did you? I kept the shopping bag hidden. Well, no. I haven't wrapped it yet, but I will tomorrow. I promise. Oh, you want to know what my present is for you? It's a secret. Fine, I'll give you a clue. It's something that you've always wanted. You told me about it months ago, but can you remember what it is? You can guess all you want, but of course I'm not telling, dummy. Come on, go back to bed with me. It's cold here. Won't you keep me warm? Come on, babe. The bed is so much better and warmer. I promise I'll also keep you warm. Great. Come on. Isn't it better here? Under the sheets, sharing our warmth with each other. Your skin feels hot, but the good kind. Hey, what are you touching? Oh, that's just my butt. Dummy. Of course I felt you get up. But I thought you only went to get a glass of water or something, so I didn't bother to follow you. I went back to sleep. Then I woke up to the cold, empty side of the bed. You were gone. I missed you. Hey, I'm not being clingy. I just love cuddling with you. Especially during these times. I crave for your body to envelop mine with your warmth during the cold. The heater and pillows are not enough. You're the one I want. Sure, They can suffice, but it's not enough to keep me satisfied. Yes, you do, mister. You always satisfy me with everything that you do. Even your mere presence brings warmth to my heart. You always make me feel safe and happy. I just hope that I'm doing the same for you. I'd hate to find out that I'm not keeping you happy enough. Am I? Nothing. It's just that sometimes I worry. I'm scared that I might not be doing enough for you. I want to be the best for you, you know? I know I'm not like those perfect Instagram girls. That's why I do my best to make up for it. By studying you, learning about the things that you like games, music, stuff like that. I even honed my culinary skills just for you, so that I could perfect the dishes that you love, because that's how much I love you. Really? I'm glad to know that I'm doing enough. What kind of question is that? Babe, of course you're enough. More than enough, actually. Always. What makes me say that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, come on. No other guy has ever made me blush like you have. And I commend you for that. Because I know I'm more stubborn than the average girl, and I deliberately ignore every guy who ever tries. Yet, you were somehow able to catch my attention. Do you remember when you sang a song in front of everyone on our graduation day? What song was that? All right. It's called Beautiful in My Eyes. How could I ever forget? I used to think that things like that were stupid and cheesy, and I only ever saw them in books and movies. And I've always managed to avoid being put in embarrassing situations like that. But when you came along and did it, it's like all my walls just melted down in an instant. Well, yeah, that was the first time in my life that I ever experienced something like that. Oh, stop it. My face was only as red as a tomato that day, all because of you. Well, I'm not gonna deny that I enjoyed it. That was the first time that I ever felt beautiful enough to be serenaded by my crush in front of everyone. And you better be thankful that I did have a crush on you back then, because otherwise, I would have probably ignored you as well. Yes, dummy. I've had a crush on you since freshman year. What do you mean you don't remember? Of course you do. We used to get teased a lot together back in college, remember? I swear, if you really don't remember, I will take this pillow and knock your brain with it to jog your memory. Good. My friends used to think that I was a weirdo for having a crush on a geek like you. No way. I prefer guys like you. You know, shy and nerdy. So adorable. Well, I don't know. I never thought of confessing because I thought you might have found it weird for me to have a crush on you. I mean, hello. None of the guys in our class even considered me as a girl. Bunch of weirdos. Oh, you've always thought of me as the hottest girl in our class? Well, why didn't you tell me then? Aww, you were too shy to talk to me? Oh, God, you are so cute! Come here. So, what made you confess to me on that day, let alone sing in front of a huge crowd? Wait, really? Your friends dared you to do it after losing a game? But how come you never told me about this before? Of course. You were too embarrassed to admit it. I'm sorry, babe. I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just that I can't help it. I can't help but laugh at how cute and embarrassed you are. Your reactions are just priceless. Oh, hey. I promise I'm not laughing because I find it hilarious. I'm just laughing at how freaking cute you are. You're so adorable, you know that? You're lucky to have me. I think I'm the lucky one here. It makes me think I might have won the lottery just by having you as my boyfriend. Even though you're a scaredy cat when it comes to horror games. Remember when you asked me to sit beside you while you played Outlast? Man, you were so scared. We should play Dead by Daylight again sometime. It's been months since we last played it. What? Why are you glaring at me? Fine. We won't play it at night. Do you want me to invite Jeremy and Olivia again? We always have a good time with them. Hey, we are not bullying you. It's just that your reactions when playing horror is always the best. Then why are Jeremy and Olivia always laughing too? I don't know. Maybe they find your reactions cute too? Okay. I'm not inviting anyone else. It's just the two of us that will play the next time we do. Is that better? I always do what? Babe, I can't help it. You're so cute when you get teased. I'm sorry. Of course, I find you cute in general. All your reactions are adorable and funny. So, is there anything you want to do on Friday? We're going out, dummy. Gosh, why are you so forgetful? Hey, don't tell me you've forgotten our anniversary. Oh yeah? Okay, when is our anniversary then? If you really remember the day we became an official couple. You'll be punished if you guess it wrong. Your guess is correct. For a moment there, I thought you'd forgotten about the most important day in our relationship. I was this close to hitting you with this pillow. How do I always have this much energy? I don't know. I guess I just get energized by your presence. How? Let's see. Well, your kisses are so addicting. Does that count? And, oh, don't even get me started with your cuddles. I'm a sucker for your embrace. Of course, I like you. No, not just like. I love you. Now, give me those warm cuddles that I always love. You already have something in your mind for our date on Friday? Tell me about it. You want to go on a picnic date with me? Aww. What's with the cheesy idea? Don't tell me you've been binge-watching those romantic K-dramas without me. Okay then, if that's what you want to do, then we will have a picnic date. Oh, I can't wait.